It's the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited first to welcome my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series, owner of Hollow Man Publishing and American Made VA. Paul, how are you? And know you're excited about our guest.
I am. I'm happy to welcome Carolyn Scowron to our show today. She is a published author and a public speaker as well. So welcome.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
All right. So talk about when did you first want to write books? How long ago were you thinking about doing that?
So actually, it happened because of a car accident. So I was in a really bad car accident in 2020. I was lucky to be alive. And I had struggled a lot with mental health, depression, anxiety, and a lot of things like growing up. And so it kind of made me feel like it was my second chance at life.
Okay.
That's kind of what like inspired. That's kind of like why I wrote it, because I was like, I need to use my voice. But I wasn't planning on writing this book for like a long time or something. It kind of just happened because of an event.
So is it mostly about the event or your whole life, the book?
No. So that's like what inspired it. But the, you know, it's about my whole life. It's about the adversity I've been through. It's about the anxiety and in high school and college and depression and anxiety and just like all the things that, you know, really kids deal with in life. But the book itself definitely has a lot of different stories.
So let's kind of talk about specifically enough what you dealt with in high school and in college that's led to the anxiety, and then how you want to bring that mental health awareness with this book.
Yeah. So with, you know, with Unbreakable, the whole goal of it and the whole preface that I really hope people take away is that I want people to feel less alone. And I feel like my book kind of gives that overview of what it looks like from someone my age, my perspective, because there's so many kids that go through a lot of things. There's young adults that go through things who say it, stay in silence. They don't say anything to like anyone and they keep it to themselves. And I really kind of wanted to open that vulnerability. I wanted to open that conversation because it's a conversation that definitely needs to be had more than, you know, it is. So I would say that would be, you know, part of that.
No, it's definitely having that conversation. So important, because once you are able to bring out that conversation and have people understand it, the more that people are going to understand that I too can go through something like this. And right. What do you think led to a lot of your anxiety and stuff?
So actually growing up, I did have anxiety. I think it kind of started, actually, I don't know how it started. However, I do know that I have this learning disability called nonverbal. And part of my learning disability is overthinking a lot too. So I do think that kind of stems from some of the anxiety. And, you know, anxiety for me really, you know, I still have it to this day. It's just the fact that like, I know how to manage it, which is something I didn't know how to before. I would just like literally have like a panic attack. And I, you know, I think with anxiety, it's so not linear, because it can come in so many different forms. You know, anxiety is something that I think also came from the fact that I wanted to be liked. When I grew up, I really didn't feel like I fit in. And high school, for example, you know, I found out I had my learning disability, and all of a sudden I'm going to boarding school. And just this anxiety of like, what is my life? You know, that's kind of how it all, you know, it's definitely a huge part of how it started for sure, or not started, I guess progressed throughout life. But I have had anxiety since I was 7 years old. So it isn't something that is uncommon for me, but it is situational a lot for me. So if I'm like in a social situation or something like that, I try my best to like calm my anxiety before. And that's kind of the best way I think I know now how to like manage it and deal with it. But I think, you know, a lot of different things led to that. I think a lot of it really does have to do though with the validation of others and feeling that anxiety that I wasn't enough and feeling that anxiety that I didn't fit in. I wasn't cool in high school. Like I didn't have the popular friends. I barely had friends. And that always gave me anxiety because I was like, what is wrong with me?
So after college, what do you do? What is your job? What do you do?
So I am a public speaker. I speak to kids about, you know, mental health and, you know, resilience and overcoming adversity, a little bit about this suicide, but the point is with that, my speaking too, is not to harp on the past. It's supposed to say, hey, if I got through this, you can get through whatever hurdle you're going through right now, and give people that hope and give people that peace of mind of like, wow, I really think I might be okay one day. And that's really what I hope to do with speaking and inspiring younger kids too, because a lot of younger kids are dealing with anxiety and depression and all this stuff. And, you know, they're really not, there's just a lot of, you know, I don't know. It's kind of a, you know, interesting way to like, you know, to think about it. But I just think that kids these days really need to know.
Yeah, they totally do.
Yeah. And that's really why I do what I do. It's because I don't want anyone to feel alone.
So what types of groups have you spoken to?
So I've spoken to high schoolers. I've spoken to middle schoolers and elementary. I've also spoken at a conference once. And, you know, I've also done some more community work as well with it. But I truly love it. I truly think it's making an impact on even one person in the audience, which is all I really want to do, is just help one person. And that's literally even why I wrote my book in the first place.
Well, fantastic. Where's the best place people can pick up your book and learn more about you? Where can they go?
Amazon. It is on Amazon, but I warn you, when you type in unbreakable, you might get wine glasses. I mean, that's what some people have said. So type in Carolyn Sophia, but yeah, it's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble online. I would love to, you know, get it into more stores and stuff, but it's been really hard too, because, you know, with COVID and everything that happened in the past couple of years, you know, being able to go to like schools or something like that with my book and be like, here, like, let's like start a movement of like, you're not alone. You are unbreakable. You will get through this.
It's definitely something that you just got to go out there and do it for sure. We appreciate you coming by.
Carolyn. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is such an honor. I truly mean that. Like I love just being able to speak about mental health and give people that thing of like, I truly never thought in a million years I'd be an author. That was not in the plan.
No, you never thought that, and that was in the plan, and it happened for you. So that's great. And now it's just about getting out to as many people as possible. So we appreciate it.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right. You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a